Romans chapter 3. All are consigned to sin. Part A, Jewish sin 3. If our sin leads to God's glory. Romans 3:7-8 says, but if through my lie God's truth abounds to his glory, why am I still being condemned as a sinner? And why not do evil that good may come, as some people slanderously charge us with saying? Their condemnation is just. Well, the question is, why punish us at all? In fact, why not do evil that good may come? Paul doesn't actually stoop to answer this question. It betrays the true wickedness of the human heart and passes beyond the pale to the place where, rather than shame at his sin, a man tries to make God complicit in it. What utter depravity is here? God does not do evil, nor can he look upon it. He doesn't approve of it. In fact, he universally condemns it. He's not complicit in it. He is holy. He dwells in unapproachable light. He's a consuming fire. How can a man say to God that evil means justifies godly ends? God does not produce the evil means by which his righteous ends are achieved. He merely uses the willful evil of his creatures to bring about good. It is a wonder. It is the mystery of the cross. It is God's greatest glory. The Jew can't justify himself by tacitly smearing God, and neither can we. As Christians, let's not fall into the wicked error of justifying our sin when we see what the grace, the love, and the power of God does to use it for good. Rather, let us strive never to sin at all.